not leave him out of your sight. Look upon him. Look upon his glory. Look upon his brilliance and light. Look upon him with awe. Strong God. Mighty God. The great God. Look upon him. Look upon his beauty. Look upon his beauty. Look upon his beauty. How excellent is your name. Look upon his glory. They looked unto him and were radiant. Look upon him. Look upon him. Look upon his majesty. Enlarge him in your heart. God of gods. God of gods. We give you glory. We give you praise. Address him with choice words. Choice words from the depth of your being. As you sing and glorify his excellent majesty. We give you praise and glory. Who can compare with your brilliance? There is no throne like unto the one you are. We worship you. Your splendor, your majesty, your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God of gods and King of kings. Somebody in this hall, you used to experience some kind of movement in your body. From what I see, there are living beings moving in your body. Now, as this service progresses, some of those living things will begin to come out of your body. As this service progresses, those things will begin to come out and you'll be set at liberty. God is said today. Now that thing that you consider to be impossible, can you tender it before the Lord? That which you consider to be impossible, you can tender it right now before him and make demands on heaven. Please open your mouth and talk to him right now. Open your mouth and talk to him. The passageway is open. The streams gush with great momentum. The gates are open. Let the incense of your priesthood ascend into the very heavens of God. Make that which men call impossible to be possible. The art of Nahabata, so Fred Kento no company has said, honey. The Agabatosa Nakoria Basika Bateka Sevo. The Atras Kobe Mekaria Sakuna Badato Kopa. Neso Prekes Kando Badapu Nasik. Ento Sana Habata, Seklos Kapeta Nikabera Dose. Peroski La Habras Katama Konga Habela Kuria Siva Tampa. Oh God. No hombre esquema ando. Mira cante en soma cante la vida. Marasco prescate matulia barata. For with men these things might be impossible, but not with God. For with God all things in every land, in every nation, all things in every place, among every tribe, all things are possible. Suvrene tokosa matekalima. Meresko preskaba lokabena kila. Bring your counsel to pass. Things that you have proclaimed in times of old, the promises by which you strengthen the heart of your people, let it find manifestation tonight. Naboda Sigamantos Kebresa Sovenentos Kamela Ila Kondale Meresco Pena Sigabala Kante Mokori. Oh Lord, we give you glory. We give you glory and praise. Next 1 minute, if you can accommodate it, we want to be silent. It is written that there was silence in heaven. We stand in awe of your majesty, in awe of your splendor, mystery, and wonder. We gaze upon you with expectation that the light of thine countenance might fall upon us, overwhelm us, and overshadow us. Grant that the passageway of access and entrance will be open tonight. Grant that the access route exploited by darkness will be shut forever. Grant that the least among us will become as strong as David. A militia, a garrison, marching under the flag and banner of the kingdom of Zion. People that cannot be stopped. A machination and a radical opposition against corruption. A new breed without greed. Cause that army to march across the land in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. If you can, you may be seated. Somebody help that person that is, if the person needs to be removed, arrange for that. Hallelujah. If the person needs comforting outside, arrange for that. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, the weight of glory that God has ordained for tonight has not descended yet. There is a deluge of God's presence that will descend layer after layer, measure after measure, such that creeping things within people's body will come out. You don't need to say amen to make it more authentic. Hallelujah. Now, I think that young lady needs more help. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We did not take that flight because we decided that we'll do Bible study for a while. So we saw the flight. We allowed it to go so that we can look upon the scriptures and pick one or two things. Amen. Verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 12. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God that worketh all in all. There are three things I would like us to see. First of all is regime. Now, Evangelist, please. Make that girl calm down. And tell her the deluge has not come. It has not come yet. If you are still here, say amen. Amen. Try as much as possible to ignore that sound if you can. Hallelujah. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul had to develop, oh my God. The deluge has not come. It has not come. It has not come yet. Amen. It will be coming gradually as we are progressing. And something will come out of somebody's body. Hallelujah. Now, Paul made a statement. Paul had to change his Bible study outline in 1 Corinthians 12. And we need to know why he did so. And the wisdom that God was able to dole out through the spirit of that man is worthy of attention. And the Bible says concerning the Corinthian Christians that they had a background. There were people that have had some contact with the negative supernatural. There were people that had handled the powers of darkness. They had a history in darkness before they turned over to light. Now, this is the first and probably the only time that Paul makes reference to the past of a man. Our philosophy in New Testament Christianity is predicated on the scripture that says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. The only past that you have in the economy of God is backdated to the cross of Jesus, where the inclusion took place. I said there are three levels of the ministry of the Christ: the incarnation, the inclusion, and the intensification. The incarnation is what we see in the Gospels. The inclusion is what happened after the cross, because it was on the cross that you were included with Christ by an act of God's sovereign authority. In the book of Revelation, we see the intensification. Okay, now let me capture that and tie it up before we make progress. Are you still with me? Now, the incarnation is a mystery of godliness. How God was able to tabernacle in man, and how that God was manifested through man, and all the attributes of God was on display, in so much that there was no attribute of God that was obscured, being manifested through human virtues. Jesus, being that mystery of godliness, became the definition of God. Did you get that? I know it's a bit complex, but sometimes you need to take pepper so that you operate on a higher level. Hallelujah. The incarnation. This incarnation was an embodiment of the mystery of God. For the Bible reveals that in Jesus, the Godhead was indwelt bodily. And so there was a mystery at work that principalities and powers could not fathom. There was a mystery at work that the princes of this world did not know. And he was the representation and the express manifestation of that mystery, such that when they thought that they could kill him, the best they could do was to set him free. When they thought that they could make him and stop him from circulation, they empowered him and gave him many homes to possess. Now, it was a mystery that was at work. That was why darkness did not have the capacity to stop it. If God wants to manifest something, that intends that darkness will have a total incapacity in putting a stop to it, he shrouds it in what? In a mystery. When a mystery is unfolding, it defies the understanding of humanity. And that's why that point in your life when you get to, and you don't understand what is going on, I'd like you to comfort yourself with the fact that it's a mystery unfolding. Your mental faculty and frequency is not capable of handling the dynamics of a mystery. Such was that which was manifested in Christ in the incarnation. It was a manifested mystery of God. Hallelujah. But that was not God's intention, just to showcase it, the mystery of godliness. His intention was that we also, in God, there are mysteries that have been written concerning us. And that's why the Bible says that God, as eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he occurred into the heart of man, such a matter that has not been exposed to the seeing of the eyes, the hearing of the ears, and the understanding of the heart of man is that which qualifies to be called what? Mystery. And God also factored and figured your life within that context. In fact, the Bible says that the things that God has hidden and concealed, they were hidden in order that your glory might be made manifest. That means that there's a mystery that is at work in your life. And it's only when, you see, you cannot decide your purpose, decide your destiny, decide who will be your friend. It's not your decision. Actually, we're created in bunches. When you find your bunch, that's where you will stick. Because God preordained who will be your friend. It's a mystery unfolding. The degree to which you align with... You can't be anybody, everybody's friend, my brother. I hope you know most of the problems you had was because you came into a bunch that God did not design for you. I went to preach somewhere in Auchi in Edo State. I saw the pastor trying to... There were two pastors he claimed were under him, who were not under him. But he was trying to keep them by all means. So the first thing I did when I came was to drive them. And when I drove them away, the wife now, when we got home, the wife now began to thank me that she has been telling him. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus was that mystery. He was in the ring, wrestling ring of the devil, but the devil couldn't put him down. And when they thought they had achieved putting him down, the referee didn't count. Then they asked why. Something, a mystery had worked out something. Hallelujah. And if the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They set him free, giving God the opportunity to be able to possess me. And in maturity, I would disturb the devil as much as Jesus did. And maybe in a greater way. That mystery has been multiplied. And so the devil can no longer handle it from that point. Hallelujah. It was the incarnation that showed that humanity that had not yet fallen had the capacity through the investment of divinity to subdue the enemy. It is Jesus that gave us that advertisement and that possibility. That was the purpose of the incarnation. Now, you see, God now went a step further. I showed us the other time how that the spirit realm is a judicial construct. The shape of the realm is legal. And because of that, Jesus had to do a lot of things to create a legal premise for God to take his economy to another level. Now, there was a lot of mysteries entangled or attached to the cross of Jesus. One of the mysteries attached to the cross of Jesus was that it was on that cross that we secured oneness with Christ. And that was what I was trying to reveal to us from the book of John chapter 14. We became part of the body of Christ through the cross. And if you are part of that body, you have submitted to the judgment of the cross. Because it's in the cross that we became one with Christ. We have the same common union and common destiny. So Christ is our habitat of existence. He is our entrance into God and is our destination in maturity. Because every one of us, God has predestined, ordained, and coronated, accepted the example of Christ as the definition of who man was supposed to be, according to the description of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. What God said to Jesus when he came for John the Baptist's baptismal service, the implication of what he uttered was that this is my idea of a man. That means God did not have any man within the scope of his own perspective until Jesus showed up. Every other man that showed up before that time was not a man by God's definition. He said, this one is the one I've accredited. And now that we are part of Christ, God wants to make us like that man. You get it? And that's the inclusion. We became part of him so that we can be like him. And in the intensification, he pours out higher measures of his spirit within us so that we can have more capacity to stand greater levels of darkness. God doesn't need a crowd. I need you to understand that. He can make you have the capacity of 10 men by pouring out a higher measure of his spirit inside of you. Now, there's something we call intensity. Intensity. I will explain that and I will run away. When we were in Kano, there was religious riot. And because there was religious riot, you had to pray in tongues and to be alert in the spirit. to know when to sit, to stand, to walk away, and to run. But I lived in that environment for 2 years, and then I came to Abuja. There was no religious riot in Abuja. So Christians could sleep in AC and forget about morning prayer. Now, their level of intensity was low in Abuja because there was nothing haunting them. We had to live on a higher level of intensity because there was danger. Are you with me? There is a level of intensity you can have in God that you will not be afraid of death. This is not the best you can be. By according to the ministry of Christ, in the order of the intensity, He can make you a man that even you yourself will be amazed about. Have you read your Bible? He said, "My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn." Now, listen to me. A unicorn is an animal that cannot be tamed. There's no tamed version of a unicorn. It's always wild and rugged. Are you with me? Now, see, you can see a gentleman that is just so gentle like Ogbe now. But when the anointing comes upon him, he becomes a wild ox. Some wildness begins to manifest. That one was not is not domesticated. For higher levels of intensity, wildness begins to emerge. This is not the best of you. If the intensity level increases, you can take a mold and a mold that is different from everything you have ever been before. And that is Jesus' work in the end of age, is to increase the intensity of His Spirit within us so that we can have the capacity to confront higher levels of darkness and gloominess. Such is the call of the sons of light. If you understand what I'm saying, say amen.
Amen.
And so there's a higher level of intensity going on in the hearts of men across the nations of the world, and there is going to be resultant manifestations that the world will witness that has not been witnessed before. Now, you see, the last revival that we experienced in this nation, there was a level of intensity that revival was orchestrated upon, that was responsible for the manifestations, the miracles, and the level of wisdom. But you see, some prophets in that revival prophesied. People like Branham, Babalola, they spoke about another era, facilitated by a different level of intensity. And in that time, men will have a different description from what they had in their own day and time. So in the final aspect of the ministry of Christ, what it does is the intensification, increasing our measures so that we can have higher manifestations and capacities in God. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that the Corinthian believers were people that knew darkness. According to verse 2, he said, "You know that ye were Gentiles." Now, Paul doesn't make this kind of statement. Paul is a man that speaks and proclaims a reality that is that is operational in Christ Jesus. That is his perspective. In fact, at some point he called it his gospel. Hallelujah. Now, the intercessors must come to our aid at this point. Don't pass the phone, just off it or throw it away. Now, you see, the intensity I brought, this is the only thing that can kill it. So I've come to grand level now. No, I'm not laughing. Okay, let me say this on a passing note. You must discover that thing that kills your intensity. For me, it's the wrong sound. When the wrong sound comes, I go down to grand level. Not sin, no. Not that I sinned. That I came into an atmosphere where I heard what? For some people, it's war film. You watch war film, and then you are a dreamer. If you are a dreamer, and you watch something that is very violent, before you can regain that verb, it will take like 2 weeks. The kind of dreams you will have from that point, the devil would have captured that gateway and manipulated it. Let me stop there. You must understand what undermines your intensity. And as much as possible, you must move far away from it. My own is ringtone, and that's why I don't use ringtone. I use what they call it, vibrate. Well, that's for another day. Now, these guys had some form of knowledge of the dark realm. They had practiced witchcraft before. They had practiced necromancy. They had practiced enchantment. And now they had come to light. So Paul had to, he was under pressure to change the outline because of their background, so that they will not sweep or swap into light and then try to use the principles of darkness to operate the power of light. And so Paul felt the regular Bible study outline would not do for the Corinthians. Hallelujah. You are not with me. Now, we went somewhere to preach the gospel, and when we got there, we actually came earlier than the time. So we had too much time. Have you been in a situation where you had too much time? So because we had too much time, we decided to go on visitation. And then the first point of call where we landed, the Ezemo that controls that site, it was his compound. Hallelujah. You see, I like Ezemo. Hey! Oh my God. You see, it's always wonderful to meet a spiritual man. So the man that controls that side, he is the one that offers sacrifice on the 22 altars of that tribe. At the time we went there, he was 100 years old. My facts are correct. Okay? So when he came out, we communicated with him by the hand of an interpreter. What are people looking for? We came in peace. And to spread the message of peace in this locality. You will not contend with a man that came with peace. Is there any ground for contention? I want to cut the long story short. When we finished with him, he gave his life to Christ. And not just him, some ancient men that were around too came and gave their lives to Christ. In fact, it was the revival started from his house. Now, that man now that has given his life to Christ, is it a regular outline we use in Sunday school that you start? You see, if a man that understands the negative supernatural is carefully and accurately taught, most of them take off faster than normal people because they already have an understanding of the shape of the realm of the spirit. So Paul had to adjust his outline to accommodate the knowledge that they had contacted from the wrong teacher. And let us see what Paul gave them, the insight Paul gave them to help balance their experience with the kingdom that they have found. One. Hallelujah. So wherefore, I give you to understand. First one is that no man is speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And we need to establish the premise upon which that statement is hanging. Now, hallelujah. Listen, in order for a spiritual thing to take place, in order for a spirit to move, especially to move on earth, there must be a legal ground upon which that spirit moves, lest the spirit is subject to arrest. You can arrest the spirit and put it in bondage, in bounds and chains and fetters for 25 years, and it will still remain there because it doesn't have a legal premise to operate. The reason why Gabriel could be put in prison was because in that land at that time, it was that principality that had a legal basis of oppression. So it was a violation of territory for Gabriel to come into the... So he was kept where? In prison. Oh, you are not with me. He is not only the principality of the territory that can exercise that kind of authority. A human, you as a human being, if you see a spirit walking around just like that, you can arrest it. And it will be in bondage. You pronounce judgment that for 25 years you will not live here. It will be, you can check it after 2 years, it will be there. Now, a spirit being needs a premise, a legal premise, to be able to operate within this sphere. Because this realm had been given unto the sons of men. You need a body of earth to be able to operate here. And that's why when you there's a dissociation of your reality from this body of earth, you lose your license to function within this frame of reference. Hallelujah. Now, in order for the Holy Spirit to have the legal ground to function, Jesus had to come and do some legal things to satisfy the claims of divine justice, to create a premise for spirit activity. Now, so the ministry of the Holy Spirit is an extension of the ministry of Christ. Christ provided the legal premise, and the Holy Spirit provides the organic dimension. I mean, organic means life imparting aspect. Now, so the ministry of the Holy Spirit would not have been valid except that Jesus provided the legal premise for it to be sustained. Are you with me? Now, so everything Jesus paid for and prayed for, desired and sought after, is being implemented and administered by the person of the Holy Spirit. So you cannot differentiate their ministry. The Holy Spirit has a right to operate because of the work and the sacrifice of Jesus. So their activity cannot be dissociated. So he's now teaching us and saying, anyone that claims to be operating by the Holy Spirit cannot contradict the legal basis upon which the Holy Spirit's ministry is established. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
That's the first point. That's the first one. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
You see, the reason why when you go to your village and you begin to organize a prayer meeting, witches will become interested in your prayer. First of all, they will begin to distract you spiritually. When they see that you are too burdened to attend to distraction, they will come physically. And then when you begin to hear an old woman say, somebody will die, or this kind of prayer, somebody will die. What it means is that you are actually coming against the legal premise that they have stood upon for many years in that village to practice witchcraft. When they begin to see that that ground is being tampered with, it is it's an event of panic. Because if they practice it thereafter, when there is no ground for it to be practiced anymore, because your intercession has withdrawn that permit, then it is at their own peril that such a practice is sustained. But as long as they have the ground, they can operate. Are you with me? Now, you see, so what we do when we come into territories is to attack the legal premise upon which an activity is based. If there is consistent debt in the family, there is a legal premise upon which it is based. Hallelujah. What we seek, the insight we seek, is that legal premise so that we can know how to undo it. Forget about the witchcraft. Just attack the, try to find out what legality is established on. Once you can get the legality, you can stop the activity. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, so Jesus fulfilled the legality for the operation of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit's ministry today is legal because of what Jesus did. Anyone that comes and contradicts the work of Jesus, claiming to be operating under the influence of the Holy Ghost, is a foul man. Hallelujah. For instance, there's a prophet in Lagos that people call a prophet. The guy is not born again, but he's addressed as a senior prophet. And he has a mighty followership. Now, the truth of the matter is this. One of the things we need to know is that you cannot know God anyhow. The only basis upon which you can know God is that you have the life called the Zoe. That Zoe has a teaching aspect, a teaching capacity called an unction. It is through that teaching capacity of the Zoe. Okay. Human life also has a teacher. Every life form has education attached to it. When you were young, and the day you were born, and you began to cry, your mother knew
You were hungry. You just came out now. How did you have the ability to recognize hunger? It is the human life you had that began to teach you through your senses that there is something lacking. And as long as you keep that thing lacking, there will be a burden. So every life form sustains the capacity to educate. Now as we come into the Zoe, we must understand the teaching and the education that is attached to the Zoe. When you are thirsty, your human life educates your body and your senses. It passes the cry of that lack through your senses. And because of use, you know that this cry means thirst. That cry means hunger. Understand that the language of life is not articulate. It runs on our senses. That's how the language of the Spirit is. It runs how? On our senses. And Jesus said the proof that a man is born again is that his spiritual senses are activated. For verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot what? Perception becomes a proof that that life is at work. Because the teaching of that life breaks out. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so, this so-called prophet said he was born again in his mother's womb, which is a contradiction of scripture within the New Testament. It means Jesus, God came to forge the pathway of his own salvation different from the one we experience. He's a special prophet. And after saying that, he still has a congregation to his name till today. In fact, one of my colleagues in the office attends his church. He goes on Thursday to get tally so that he can have seat inside the hall on Sunday morning. If you don't have the life of God, you don't have the capacity to know God. Just like human life educates you about hunger and thirst, the life of God, one of the things it does is that it educates you about God, God's presence, God's reality, God's voice, God's movement. That's one of the forms of education that the unction brings to us. Are you still with me? Are you here? Have you read that scripture that says we have an unction from the Holy One?
Yes, sir.
And that unction imparts knowledge. It teaches. It teaches. So it is on that landscape that the possibility of the knowledge of God exists. It is powered by the life of God. And meanwhile, a pastor in Lagos is not born again, but he claims to be talking about God. Meanwhile, that's not the only pastor in Lagos that is not born again, actually. But a lot of them are talking about God. But it's a violation of the principle. You don't have the material by which you can secure the knowledge of God, but you are talking about God, a personality that you don't have the material to know. Number two, the apostle said, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except how? By the Holy Spirit. Now, you may not know how powerful that scripture is until you interview someone that was part of the occult. Some of the first laws of the occult you will be given is nobody should say the name of Jesus. There's one name. It's strange. Don't say it. That name affects network. That means even if an unbeliever uses it, it affects network. So, no man can say that what? That Jesus is Lord, except he is prompted by the Holy Ghost. There was a time we were doing deliverance, and we didn't know if there was still any demon there or if the demon had gone. Those days. So the way we know is we say, oh yeah, say Jesus is Lord. And then this lady could not say it. Amen. He said, no man can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Those were the two fundamental principles that he unveiled that day. Amen. Now, having established that, he now draws our attention to the operations of the Godhead. Now, that's why we must bring the issue of regime. Regime. It's very critical. Regime. I will explain what I mean by regime. He said, now, there are diversities of gifts. But who is responsible for gifts? The Spirit.
Two, the diversities of administrations or ministries. Who is responsible for ministries? The diversities of operations. Who is responsible for operations? Is the Father. Now, so the Holy Spirit responsible for gifts. Jesus, the Lord, responsible for ministries. And the Father is responsible for operations. Second point, we need to understand context. Gifts operate within ministries. Ministries operate within the body. And operations operate within the territory. Now, I want you to get those things in their proper places. Then we'll now start our equation, our mapping. I said, gifts operate where? Oh, you are not with me. Gifts operate in ministries. Ministries operate within the body. And operations take place within the territory. Did you get that? Now, so if you come to Okpoga local government, you have never been there before, but you come to Okpoga. Is there any local government called Okpoga?
Okay.
So when you come to Okpoga with your bag, and you tarry there for 21 days, and you don't see anything that is related to the work of God in the territory, it means there is no operation within that territory. There's no move of God within that land. Are you with me? Oh my. Okay, let me make it easier. There was a fourfold agenda that was part of Jesus' ministry. If that ministry is still ongoing today, that fourfold agenda should still be part and parcel of it. You know, the Bible says that Jesus preached, Jesus taught, Jesus healed, and Jesus cast out devils. Number one, Jesus did what? Two. Three. Four. And so if the ministry of Jesus is still existing today, that ministry should be teaching, preaching, healing, and what? So when you come to Okpoga and you see a lot of preaching, but there's no casting out devils and no healing, that ministry is not the ministry of Jesus. It has a form of godliness. It means there's no move of God, no operation within that territory. Oh my. It's difficult for you to capture that. Should I come again? You go to Oju. There's preaching and teaching, but there's no healing, and devils are not casted out. It means that what we call ministry in Oju falls short of the ministry of Christ. There is no move of God in Oju. That's what it means. There's no operation in the territory. And if there's no operation in the territory, it means that what we call ministries are not operating within the rules of the body. Oh my. Okay, let's start again. Now, Paul says there are diversities of gifts. But what? The same spirit. There are diversities of ministries, but it is the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God that worketh all in all. Now, I said, it is the Spirit of God that is in charge of the gifts. Now, I need us to understand the things that Jesus said when he was revealing that his own ministry was coming to an end and the next person to take the stage was the Holy Spirit. Jesus showed us the differences between his own regime and the regime of the Holy Spirit. For instance, in the regime of Jesus, you didn't need to fast and pray. Because the bridegroom was still present. There was fasting and prayer was not part of spiritual activity at that time. But in the regime of the Holy Spirit, you have to fast and pray. That's a different approach. Now, so, don't think the way the Holy Spirit administers. There are some peculiarities in his own administration. And so, it is the Holy Spirit that is responsible for giving gifts. He's the one that determines when the gifts operate and how the gift operates. Now, you see, you become a bad student when your experience becomes a factor. Because one gift can operate through 7 channels. Like the gift of word of knowledge can operate through a dream, through a vision, through an inner voice, through a knowing, through a sign. One gift. It's still one gift. It has not changed. You had a dream. And when you had that dream, you now saw where your car key was. That's a word of knowledge. And you woke up from your sleep and traced that same point and found the key. It was the gift of word of knowledge operating through a different channel. So he determines the channel through which the gift functions. He determines the kind of gift he gives you. He determines when the gift operates. He is in charge of gifts. Are you with me? Jesus is in charge of ministries. Because what you call a ministry is actually an extension of Jesus' ministry. That he has given you a portion to oversee so that his own ministry can continue. He's the one that started ministry. Are you with me? So you are in business today. I'm in business today. I'm a preacher today because out of his fullness I've received grace. Grace to carry on that which you would have been doing if you were physically present here. That is what ministry is. And ministry functions within a context. Ministry doesn't exist in limbo. The context within which ministry takes place is the body of Christ. Now, so we must understand the principles, the laws of that body in order for us to know how to differentiate what is healthy ministry. Now, if we do not observe the laws of the body of Christ, what is going to happen is that we are going to have a kind of ministry that doesn't fulfill the expectation that heaven has concerning the church. The gates of hell will be prevailing side by side such a ministry. Because it doesn't fulfill the principles of the body of Christ, which is the context in which it is held up. And so it doesn't have effect on the kingdom of darkness. Do you get it? And then thirdly, a time comes, maybe God has handed over to me a ministry, which is a subset of the universal set of that which Jesus carried. And I've worked in it faithfully. I've gained stature. I've gained recognition in the area of my core. And then suddenly we perceive through prayer. There's a perception that Jesus wants to invade our land. I hope you know that policy of heaven to introduce Jesus into the territory is bigger than my ministry. In fact, Jesus is the one that gave me the ministry in the first place. And now he says he wants to come and check the place out. That means at that point in time, there is something bigger than my own platform that is operating. Because of this that is bigger than my platform, I will have to go beyond my platform. To come into alliance with other people that have raised ministries that are with integrity, with stature. People that can complement my own dimension in Christ Jesus. So that we can partner together in that. That is beyond our own local work now. Partnership on that level to ensure that an operation of God that can trap Jesus within that territory can be formed. Over and above my own emphasis in calling and mandate. We cannot facilitate an operation when there is no love and connection in the body. Okay. No, the question is, why is revival tarrying? Maybe we'll find the answer today. Because the last time I checked, everything was ready for a move of God in the Middle Belt in this nation. Last time I checked. All the lines have fallen in pleasant places. So it's no longer heaven that is holding back the hand of God. It's the systems and the structures that we have built that it is by no means responsive to the emphasis of God concerning our land and our people and our nation. Turn with me quickly. We'll pick 2 points. I don't intend to hold you for long. 2 out of 5 points we'll discuss tonight. Hallelujah. You know, when we drive through Abuja, I always laugh, especially that from Kuchikau. You have not heard that name before. In fact, that Abuja is a strange. From Kuchikau, if you are driving in to Nyanya, don't be in a hurry and don't come in the night so that you can see the handbills, the banners and posters. Just come in the daytime. Start early. Start your journey early. Moving like that, and you look this way, you see Suya Night. Yes, Suya Night. And a preacher will be there doing like this on the bill. Suya. You move like that. Then you now see Point and Key. My uncle Tamayala. Point and what? Thank you. And the other time in a crusade in Buhari, the evangelist of fire that was brought, he said on the night of vengeance, people should come with 1,000 naira and knife for to conclude the issues of their enemies. What are the tools, necessary tools for warfare? 1,000 naira and what? To conclude the matter, you come with 1,000 naira and what? And a knife. To a crusade ground, not a church service, crusade. Don't come in the night, just there's always something to see. Then you see a big banner. And when you see the topic, you know that there's no operation of God here. There's activity, but God is not operational. No move of God. Now, if we are going to partner together to secure the hand of God over a land, there are some sacrifices that must be made. Turn with me. Let's go back and look precept upon precept. Line upon line. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 1 to verse 11, it talks about gifts, which I know you know what all those gifts mean. So the second aspect, which is ministries within the body, the context in which ministries function is where? Is the body of Christ. So we'll begin our reading from verse 12 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. First of all, the Bible says, for as the body is one and had many members, and all the members of that body being many are one body, so is Christ. Now there is an elementary background knowledge we need. A medical student that is versed in the area of anatomy has to come to our rescue now, because that is anatomy. Hallelujah. He say we have many members, just like you have. I went to one of my brother's rooms in the medical school. So he now brought a very strange textbook. Oh my God. Don't be in a hurry to read medicine. Hear God first. Now, because you can do philosophy and become a graduate too. You can do bookkeeping. And you earn a degree there. Don't except you are led. And the young man brought a strange textbook. And he said, this textbook is about the nose. Just so the whole textbook is what? Where? The Bible says that We are many members, but we are one body. First thing we need to see about the body. We'll go deeper. Because we need a refresher course in anatomy. How that we have many members and one body. The first principle that is the principle of the body that we see there is diversity. Diversity in functionality. And so we need to also bring the nervous system into this matter. Because the nervous system happens to be the engine that coordinates the many activities and synchronizes it effectively. The nervous system consists of the central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, and the autonomous nervous system. But it happens to be that the central nervous system is worthy of note in the whole setup because it consists of the brain and the spinal cord. The brain is the machine. The brain is the central coordination point. It's the CPU. Are you with me? But you see, the valve through which the brain communicates is the spinal cord. And the spinal cord has appendages reaching to every part of the living organism. So the brain can send instructions through the spinal cord to every part of the body. And at any point in time where a part of the body is not responsive to the instructions that the brain is sending, it means that part is paralyzed. Now let's understand that. And so there's a coordination that is within the body. And in the body of Christ, the coordination is Christ and the Spirit. Just like Christ, the brain is the coordinating center. Christ is the coordinating center. His office is that coordinating center. The spinal cord is at par with the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost has a presence in every human dwelling that is in Christ Jesus. You get that? So when Christ is walking, he's coordinating his body. But his coordination is not the same for all of us. Because we are members of the same body, but we are different. Now, if he wants to orchestrate an action, an activity, for instance, what the eye will be doing will be different from what the hand is doing. Now, let me assume that your ministry, Charles Moses, is the ministry of the hand. And what God wants to do at that time is not to carry something. He wants to shout to get somebody's attention. So he's shouting. The hand might not have an activity at that time. So the coordination from the brain will not even affect you. You are just still in the process. But there's an activity going on which you may not know if you are not... There's another word again. Where did we start from? Diversity. Then there's another word called interdependence. These are principles of the body. Hallelujah. Are you still with me?
Yes,
now, so even though Charles' ministry, being the hand, had no part in that activity that took place, because of interdependence, he was also part of what took place.
Yes, sir.
If God raises you, and for 10 years, you carry a strong prophetic voice, and it is time has shown that your prophetic emphasis actually reveals secrets about the city, about the land, about the nation. That's your direction. Not phone number, but the land. Is where. And that's the manifestation of Christ on your life. And in your church, your pastor knows you have that grace. Alright? And you have grown in that grace over time. Especially, you need to have grown in it for about 10 years before you are recommended as a minister to the body of Christ from your own local assembly. Now, so you have satisfied that demand. It will be a damage hurt to us as the body for us not to acknowledge that God has raised an eye that can see. Now, we believe that because you have a pulpit and you move in the gift of word of knowledge that you can see everything. There's a time that God will move when the activity has to do with your own part of the system. There's a time when the activity doesn't begin and end with you. And if the principle of interdependence is not at work, you will soon become irrelevant. And eventually paralyzed, actually. And if the body of Christ is not built up in this sense, the gate of hell will still prevail side by side. Check any ministry that ministers that are not part of that ministry cannot use their pulpit. His lifespan is 40 years. I don't want to go into history to bring out his lifespan is 40 years. No matter how charismatic, no matter how, it will not survive one generation. Because it has violated the principles of the body. It cannot go on to keep relevance in the land. Are you with me? It will be wrong. If that principle of interdependence is established within the body of Christ, it will be easy for you to spot out somebody that is the prophet of the next generation. I need you to understand that Timothy was not a significant man of God. But Paul was able to see, because they had accurate apostolic fellowshipping, he was able to see that he was the apostle of the next generation. In a congregation, it means that he was not being intimidated in that congregation. What he was in God was being encouraged. Me, my own problem started when I prophesied and it came to pass. That was when my problem started. For a long time in the Nigerian church, we have not had an accurate practice of apostolic community. Who told you that a woman cannot be an apostle? I can show you the names of two women apostles in the Bible. You know, somebody said that women should not be ordained. You brought that doctrine from the water. Can't you see how fractured we are? We are paralyzed as a body because for many years the ministry of women were not accepted. We are crippled, walking on crutches. Every time we negate the principles of the body, we generate ministries that are full of infirmities. And you know, the average pastor is looking for church growth, for growth. Cancer and lumps are growths too. May the Lord give you understanding. Have you not seen cancer on the breast? It's growth. A tumor is growth. Apostolic fellowship is also provide a friendly atmosphere of the Spirit's government where a man can give his life to Christ and eventually find his destiny. Except we have that kind of system running, we cannot produce a prophet that can see our territory and our border. Since it also died, how many people and few men like Kure, how many people see the borders of Nigeria? You think that's how the prophetic grows? Do you know Kure was not even supposed to suffer the way he suffered to grow that oil like that? Because we don't have a functional body. One of our challenges now is to raise a body that is functional. First of all, God can manage diversity. We don't need to be the same. You know, when they started cloning people and say, look like this, and even when you are singing him, bend your head. Take me as I am. You lose your personality. The cross doesn't take your personality away. Me, I'm a clown. I can make you laugh. Jesus, in his dealings with me, didn't touch that. Take me as I am. The man is like a robot. We don't know whether he's angry. My only plea. You are not powerful. Oh, malakulema. That's cloning, not covering. There's no power in that. I know our older brethren don't like what I'm saying. But you see, I practiced that religion for long. There was nothing in it. I was there. I'm old enough. I was old. Although young, but I've been old enough in my father's house to know the history of the land and why when the bulldozer made roads. There is much left to be desired. A day where you cannot trust a brother and say, because you are of Christ, we can do business together. You need scanning. Because many have entered, many like Ananias and Sapphira entered without being checked. There was no gate again to check who was fake and false. So we just church growth. Church growth without the burden of discipleship. You are holding 5 services on Sunday. Who are you deceiving? Is that the church you are running on a company? Why are the people coming? Why are they coming? Is it not so that they can learn the ways of Christ and be... There are simulations the people must be subjected to in order to have trust, confidence in the activities of God in their spirit. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, the fivefold ministry gifts are seen most accurately as lecturers to produce, manufacture people by the grace of God that can satisfy the rating of having received a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's the only reference by which your growth can be measured. And that's why the ministry of the officers are present within the body. Hallelujah. Who are you deceiving? 5 services on Sunday. The people just come and get excited on 15 minutes message, and you think that you will grow a Christian like that. God will strike the church of this day. God will strike. I know times when I used to pray 10 hours in a day. When you go around today and say, even till tomorrow, if I want to pray 10 hours, I can lie down and pray 10 hours from morning to evening. Because the practice I've developed over the years. If I tell you anything less than that, I'm a fraud. Because I don't want you to be the way I am. But in the kingdom, if Jesus tarries, your younger people should be better than we are today. Because you will need to be better to meet with the darkness of your time. Today, for 30 years, we have not had accurate discipleship in the body of Christ. Because somebody says he's gathering 5 services. God will strike, he will strike. You see, God fought, brought Jesus, killed his tongue to bring redemption to his body. He will kill some pastors. No, you see, I'm telling you what will happen. Don't mind the devil, don't worry. He's angry, so terrible. Ow! Do you realize that if you come, and I come, and Tina comes, and doctor comes, and then we begin to pray, alright? And we are consistent. Tomorrow we pray. Next tomorrow we pray. Do you know something will begin to form?
Yes, sir.
Alright? Begin to form heavily. The prophetic will switch on. God will begin to give direction. Maybe she's even not a prophet, she can be an evangelist. But because the eyes need to walk in our enclave, somebody comes under the grace of that insight. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Somebody comes under the grace of that spirit, and he begins to see, begins to prophesy, to give direction to the group. That's how much God needs to bring sight to every of his colony. There are days I operate, I'm not a prophet by calling, but there are days I operate heavily in the prophetic. And I notice that if somebody like Undobisi is around, my prophetic goes down. I don't need it. I don't need to insist to operate in it. When there's somebody that is called to function in that office on ground. We don't understand the body. That's why it's difficult for people to find their destinies in church. Some people give their life to Christ, enjoy God, enter into church and backslide. We were driving in Lagos and we saw a madman. I told the person driving, stop the car, let's cleanse this man. The person is born again. Now say, Pastor, if we cleanse him, which church will we take him to? So don't cleanse. Leave. Don't cleanse the man. Don't cleanse. Where will you take him to? My friend, the soldier man, invaded a brothel and the prostitutes gave their life to Christ. He went to a church in Lagos and said, we have 30 prostitutes. They need to be rehabilitated. They have accepted Jesus. You know what the pastor said? We have no plan for such things. Calm down, no plan. So it would have been better for him to have left them. Because our system doesn't have a structure to accommodate that. Now, let me ask us something. What are we doing? If we have no such plan, what exactly are we doing? No, the church is coming. What we have is a model. I'm talking about a radical opposition against corruption. People will be groomed in a place that God is the one that set up the structure. Today we need to have a government to run a church, an archbishop, a bishop, and a team of our apostles. Meanwhile, Peter was an unlearned man. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It was not by titles, but it was by the manifold grace of God at work on their lives. That system is what God wants us to recapture. It's an apostolic community. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we have, there's diversity, but we can only make meaning out of the activity if we see it within the context of one lens. So we need new eyes and we need new lenses. I must know that which God is doing in your life has a way of affecting me. Because there are some times you can begin to pray and then you are seeing me in your prayer. Meanwhile, I was not in the prayer topic, but I popped up. Do you know why I pop up? You see, there's something in biology called cellular association. You know, Paul said it, the only way we can understand that is to go for anatomy class. He said, as the body has what? Many members. So he said, we need to go for anatomy class to understand how, you see, in the same way in Christ Jesus. The cellular association. The cells of the eyes are different from the cells of the nose. The cells of the nose have similar shape because they need to team up to produce similar function. So if you see the cells of the eyes, they are different from the cells of the nose. You see, even in the body of Christ, there's association. There's connection. You can't connect with everybody the way you connect with me. Sometimes the person that introduces you to somebody, you become close to the person that introduced you to more than the person that... The truth is, all the person did was to link the people. His job has finished. If you try to carry him, the canoe will begin to shake. Because we are connected spiritually, that's why I pop up in your prayer. Because you did not bring me into your prayer. The Holy Ghost popped me up. I'm part of your cellular association. We commingle to produce and project the same function in the body of Christ. That's why we are related. We were created in bunches. It is because of that reality. That's how you can know your friends. As if you are walking in destiny, they will pop up. Because you were created in bunches. You want to make a friend because he is in New Zealand, he is in Congo, so that you get, you know. Do you know how many people have invited us across the world? And then when you pray, God, Baba say, I don't know this one. No. If you join yourself there, if you come back crippled, and it's not God's fault. Somebody invited one of my friends to Uganda. And when the guy landed, the person that invited him didn't come to pick him from the airport. So he had, and that was his first time, no, in Kenya. He meandered to the hotel and started dry fasting for direction. Moreke Samakuria Mahana. Dry fasting. And on the fourth day, God now told him, okay, you are going to have two meetings. I don't know how God did it, but from that hotel he was located, one crusade, and he went there and he raised a crippled person. And the people that needed to see that the cripple was raised, they saw it. And when they saw it, he moved into other meetings. As he began to preach and to ascend in the city, the person that invited him now showed up and said, see, that money they are giving you, we'll share it. I'm the one. I don't want to call names. You know these people. You know these two people. If I call names, you will swear that you don't want to meet the second one again. But it's not through my story that you will decide that. May the Lord reveal to you. The guy showed up. Because when he preached for the first meeting, he had money to buy his air ticket back. He preached in the second meeting, they gave him $1,000. And the man had a spy that was looking at the whole scenario. When the breakthrough became heavy, the guy showed up and said, oh boy. Be aware that I'm the one that... please, you will never know such a man in your life. That man invited me to Uganda. I told my wife, there is no invitation here. I didn't feel it. Invited me to Uganda. Ah, some people already know the person I'm talking about. Let me stop there. I didn't go. Because when I checked it, this is not... You are not supposed to meet everybody. You know, this mentality of breakthrough has made us slaves. You are looking for something that is not lost. If God, there's a responsibility beyond you in the body of Christ to set up a system where men can come and find their destiny. When we come into that system, anything you are in society dies at the door. It is the spirit of brotherhood that rules it. If you were able to make it to the Senate House, you were able to buy a Toyota Matrix. That doesn't matter in that context. Because how we know men and describe men is by the grace and the wisdom that operates from their life. The Bible says, great and many signs did God through the apostles, and great grace was upon them. That was their description. Not their title, not the schools they graduated from what? Great grace. Now go around Makurdi. Can you really say there's great grace here? Can you count five ministers in this city that there's great grace on their lives? That's why they revive our tariffs. We have systems that don't need grace to function. Oh my God. Yes, we have systems that don't need grace to function. I hope you know it is a burden to have 1,000 members when there's no plan to disciple them. Some of your accountants will be thieves. And they will be stealing, you will know you will not be able to rebuke them eventually. Because you compromise God's standard to have that kind of system. Your mouth, your authority will be weak to correct it. Now, we need to... Sorry, I thought I was in a minister's conference. Sorry, let's go back to... Let me tell you, many of these shops will close. And I'm not saying that trying to make you think that, okay, maybe what we are doing is authentic. If our own tool doesn't meet the demand, it will close too. Meanwhile, I'm not tied here. If God lives here, I'll be first to leave. I'll say, Tony, you take over. I'll see you. I have no ambition. I must be sincere with you. Say, Tony, the only one I can't give you is my wife. I will take her. Oh, balakome ne sahela kumi masi. Rima kanseko. Great grace was upon them. Hallelujah. I will have an encounter today. Tomorrow, Prophet Ndubisi will call me and say, I saw this, you will confirm it. It has happened more than 15 times. What will make you think that you are not related spiritually? What will make you think that when you were not created together? But it is when your heart is open to set up a system in the name of Christ that carries his flavor. That's when you begin to find your bunch. Pillars around your life so that you can be protected and covered. You are not too strong. On your own, you are not too strong. But there are places you can stand and you can't die. Okay, like this city, for instance, there are people that have kept this city. God has covenants with them. Right? So God now told me, he showed me one of them. He said, this one, I've given him a covenant in this land. Now, I sent you to labor here. Look for a way to be his friend. People don't like him. People don't want to be around him. But the covenant is still with him. So I kept following him. Carefully. And I loved him. And many people will be calling me and say, don't see. No problem. Carefully. And one day, he was on this pulpit. And while he was preaching, he said something which I've been waiting for 5 years. He said, I give you the key to operate. From that day, there was a garment that came on me. Hallelujah. If you cannot see God in another man, the measure you are carrying will begin to diminish. Meanwhile, he's a man and he can have weaknesses and insufficiencies. But if he's the one that has the covenant, you need to drink water from his cup. We are trusting God for a system to rise. A system that doesn't give preference to the rich or the poor, but Christ and him crucified. There are some women there that can't speak English at the back. But you see, the Holy Ghost is upon them. They don't have theological training. But there are some churches today that are planted in the villages. It was one of them brought here for prayers. When she was healed, she went back, then filled with the Holy Ghost. And then they take you on a routine of night vigil here. By the time she became used to night vigil, went back to the village, began to do night vigil, began to cast out devils. Before you know it, people began to gather. She now came back and said, she can't handle those people. That's how we sent pastor. Now, let me tell you something. Who told you that something cannot begin to happen from your life? Now, one of our members here went somewhere abroad, and the person is there now. Hallelujah. Then, you know, when the person went, began to send WhatsApp messages, I'm afraid of this. I had to encourage. Just do the things you know. Oh yeah, get back to prayer. God will speak to you. The prophetic is the anchor that holds your soul. Go and find the word of God. And suddenly God began to speak. Things began to open. And the pathway is as if God had planned since the foundation of the world for them to be in that city. Things have opened. Hallelujah. Now, there's a young man schooling in Ghana. I don't want to call his name. Most of you know him. Yesterday night, he didn't allow me to sleep. What was it? He came here and said, I feel a burden to teach. I said, go for it. So he went back to Ghana and began to teach the scripture. Just to teach the scripture. Nothing would have made that guy believe that he can teach. Today, people are addicted to his teaching. And mighty grace is beginning to break out. Do you know, when me I prophesied first in church was when my problem started. Because the system was designed to kill people that are rising. Yes. Meanwhile, Solomon became king while David was still alive.
Alive, yes, sir.
And so we cannot have partnership. A door can open, and it is me there, no. But if you probe that door, you find that you are not the one to enter. Wow. Yes. Okay. Now let me give you an instance. Some people wanted to wed in Germany. They called me and said, Pastor, but I know that I'm working, I'm tied down. Right? And the people respect Tena too. So I said, Tena, go and wed them. Tena has never conducted a wedding before. In fact, we had to ordain him as a reverend quickly. Alright? So that he can go to Germany and conduct a wedding. So he came to Lagos for an interview. I went to preach somewhere. So he now laid on my bed and said, God, there are many things this man has, but what I want is conviction. So that when I preach, people, their heart will cut. And he prayed on that bed and traveled out to Germany. The pastor, the girl that is marrying, the German girl, the white girl, that our own boy went to marry. The pastor, the father is a pastor. You know, we have public school and private school. He is a pastor of public church. That is government church. The ones the officials of the land attend. Are you with me? When Tena preached, the man wanted to answer altar call. It was Tena that said he should not come. Can you fathom that? So Tena had to go to minister to him so that he will not come out and then people will say, hey, our pastor ministered quietly to him. Because he was, at that time, his wife was his roommate. And Tena was preaching about the wine finishing on the wedding day. Their own wine had finished. So they were crying. He went to minister to them. That was how he saw a barren woman. He prayed for her. She took him. Saw a deaf. Prayed. When the woman delivered, they now invited him again and said, see your baby. The second invitation to Germany, there was still crisis in the office. I said, he had more impact the second time than the first time. Even his father that is a reverend, as your dad, how many years has he gone to Germany before? The great apostle of truth and life, his son reached Germany before him. Are you following? A door can open, it's not your own. Yes, I found out. A door can open, it opened through you, but it's not your own. It's not your own. The principle of selflessness is the principle, is the civilization of the body of Christ. When you know, you begin to doubt a pastor that wants to take everybody's money, you will doubt him because he's not selfless. But when you see a man that is selfless, people will follow him naturally. A man that will hear God and obey God, even if it will hurt him. We need men like that. We need men. They know him in Germany. The second TV went, Netherlands opened, Ireland opened, Europe began to open. Hallelujah. God has said it, that from here, people will reach Europe. I didn't know it will happen the way it happened. It is time for us to form a coalition against the dominion of darkness. Forget about your ego that you made a first class in animal husbandry. That's not the matter now. We seek to form a front against the kingdom of darkness. Sworn allegiance to commitment in the body of Christ to topple the enemy permanently and put him under lock and key. Meanwhile, the black chariot has been sent out of the land. I speak in parables. There's a chariot that has been moving here, cutting people's salary, cutting lives. The black chariot. You have been sent out on exile. When we operate like that, we'll have authority to expel things, to cast out things, to rebuke things. Paul planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. Do you know that kind of ministry can happen again? That kind of ministry that is stopped somewhere, somebody picks it up. So you now have great Idahosa will come. Nobody to continue. Idahosa planted, nobody to water. Great Ademoye has started the intercessor everywhere. He has so much stature. Nobody to continue. That's the system of giants that we are raising. Not a system of partnership. David was not a giant, but he was a giant killer. That's an improved technology on the system. Paul was a giant of Israel. But when the giant of the Philistines showed up, he became a dwarf. So partnership had to come. Partnership. And in David's army, he had giant killers. Small boys that can bring. In fact, there was one giant that had 6 fingers and 6 toes. They brought him down. People that could see beyond the height and could see the grace of God and magnify it. Now something will happen that will topple. Nigeria has a bad name of corruption, of all of that, but not for long. A generation rises and the grace of God will be bestowed. You see, what will happen will put the camp of darkness into confusion. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit. Say it. Hello. Finally, before we close the Bible study, let's go to the book of Joel chapter 2. In Joel chapter 2, a graphic picture of the end time army is revealed. A graphic picture of the end time army is revealed. And so we must understand our matching formation, our technology and strategy, as we march on to take every ground that the devil has functioned in, every ground ceded to the enemy. It's a time to take on those colonies. Now strike a chord for me. Strike a chord for me. Strike a chord. Strike a chord. Strike a chord. You know, when you begin to see into heaven, and angels begin to stand, and you begin to see the curtains being pulled open. It's time for you to stop and ask, what is it? What is going on? Only wise men ask such questions. Things happen in the land, nobody asks. what is happening. Fulani people will invade. Nobody's saying, did we go wrong somewhere? A system that is not responsive to the land. The church in the south is dancing while pastors and their children in the north are being killed. Building projects are still going on. We don't need any support from America to drive the church in Nigeria. But there's dissociation. There's division. There's schism. And our powers are depleted. Our glory is stolen. And the thing that the sovereign Lord has proclaimed among our people is becoming a parable that only widows utter. Something that is so weak that doesn't have the capacity to form a conviction on the hearts of men. An analysis was done. In 2004, the widows in the church were 400. 2009, the widows in the church were 600. But when Boko Haram started, the widows became 25,000. Only a widow can tell you her world. It's a dark world. The only possibility of her survival is her faith and her prayer. That's the only lifeline left. Most of her days are passed in silence. And it's her spiritual stature that will determine whether she smiles again. A beast of reckless wickedness began to wander our borders, but till today we have no strategy to contend with it. And so a generation must rise. A people with a different orientation that will give God that which His Spirit has desired for so long. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, a graphic portrait of the end time army of God was set forth. I'd like us to see it. Begins with an alarm signal. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess. A day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spreads upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There had not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even unto the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea! Nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is like the appearance of horses. And as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains, they shall leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble. As a strong people set in battle array. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone on his own ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk every man in his own path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not
be wounded.
And when they fall, I hope you know how Saul died. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Now scripture is talking about you. For many generations, these people have been awaited. Under the structure, the strategy, and advancement of a technology held up by the Lord himself. Because when we read on, you will see the Bible says the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. He shall utter his voice. He shall utter his voice. When last did you sense the volcano? The volcano move in your spirit and release an utterance. When last were you able to sustain penetration that went beyond the resistance of territorial cover? If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And some people sitting here will not taste of death until their eyes see these things come to pass. We are going to pray for 5 minutes. As we pray, layers and weights of grace will begin to descend. Passageways will be opened. We will mount on altars to cut covenants. It is you we have been waiting for. And the hand of the Lord shall descend upon you mightily. I want you to rise in prayers and make demands upon heaven. And thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. This is the time to favor Zion. Thou shalt arise and have mercy. in America. Joyce Meyer. Kenneth Copeland. And a host of other senior ministers are the ones sponsoring Reinhard Bonnke's crusade. Why? Because they saw him as a mighty evangelical arm rising. They identified it and they gave support. So the last time he came to your village, these were the people that sent him. That they are sponsoring operations within territories, partnering with people that have an anointing to do something, so that the voice of the body will not be put out. Have you seen Benny Hinn? Many senior ministers of the same level sponsoring his ministry because they have more understanding than us. How many years has Umar Pai labored? If two ministries in Nigeria come together and say, okay, we have seen God's work, we will make sure you go around Africa 6 times. Putting that man on the run for 6 years can knock out people like Shekau, would have been born again before this spirit would have met him. Now just imagine, how much can I achieve as one man? We have to identify the people that God has put his hand upon to facilitate their movement for the body to have a voice. There were many churches, Anglican church buildings, that Benson Idahosa gave checks to build. In Nigeria at that time, the church had no voice. The reason why he brought the bishop was so that we could measure up with Catholic bishops in council. The motive was good, although it was corrupted by flesh. Is there anything that flesh will not corrupt? Even a degree, flesh can corrupt it. Even an ordination into pastorate. My prayer partner became a pastor. When I came back from school to shake him, he said, may the Lord have mercy on you. That a shaking contract is only possible if it's the one that lets out the hand. It's not an appointment they gave him. They gave him what? Ordained him as a servant of God. A servant. But that became... So flesh will corrupt every good intention. But in Nigeria, in Africa, we cannot see the grace of God on anybody. Everybody's anointed. So we have little insight about the operations of the body of Christ. Little insight. I hope you know when Benny Hinn moves around, millions of dollars move with him, coming from Christians all over America. There are too many reasons, more than 2,000 reasons why America should go down now. But one of the reasons why they are not down, they have given. No other nation has the kind of givers America has. The givers of that land have kept it. Because America has defied political science. Yes. No country is relevant for more than 200 years. America broke the record. Because the givers are many. I went to Malawi, the Kwacha. That was when I discovered that the Naira was still better than some currencies. I saw, you don't need a dictionary to identify poverty in Malawi. When you see somebody with a kwacha, he's poor. So Naira is still better than some currencies. Then I saw our folly. You know, that time that Naira was $1 to $1, those were the nations who would have colonized with kingdom truth, financed the kingdom. Advanced things, missions, centers for Christian education, Bible schools would have been established across Africa. Something that cannot be undone now. But we're there. It was that prosperity that made us celebrate First Act. And went and brought idols. Egbe. We brought a Egbe doesn't live in the shrine. That's the charm that used to disappear and appear somewhere else. Because you need to set the coordinates with sunlight. They brought a Egbe to Lagos. How will Lagos prosper? The spirits of the water were invoked. It was Obasanjo that pioneered that movement. From that time, our economy went down, and 30 years later, the dollar sold for 250 naira after 30 years. 250 in the spot market. In Africa, when a man is anointed, he becomes a prey. Have you read the book of Isaiah chapter 59? He that speaketh the truth maketh himself. By the time you realize that what is operating in his life, you did not contribute to make it happen. It was a sovereign ordination of God. You will support it to prosper. And as long as you support it to prosper, God will make you prosper too. You will prosper by that very deposit that God has put upon you. We know little of the body of Christ in Africa. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Hills is my son. I went to his church and I sat down and I saw him moving in the scriptures. I was taught and blessed by his ministry. I told him that I would not have bothered coming to sit down here for weekly services until our eyes are open to identify grace. We will walk in darkness, because that's the only facility by which God advances his kingdom in the earth. Our eyes must be enlightened. There are some people here that the grace God has given you is to deal with finances. That's the grace. Not every one of us has this kind of calling that we have. It doesn't matter how you are struggling today. Those people that have a calling in the area of finances, you will mount up with wings like eagles. God will cause, since we came, which day, on Friday, I've been seeing a financial floodgate that has been closed. And I've been battling. And suddenly, while Tina was singing, that gate opened. So there are some finances that have been held up for long that will be released. Amen. Do you know what will happen? You know, one of my friends is a general in the army. So I told him, I said, when you become chief of army staff, there's only one thing I ask from you. Open up all the barrack military churches. Let's come and teach the people. I said, do you accept that? I said, then you will become chief. That's all we want. Let's invade the place. From River State to Delta State, upward. Every military church, either Air Force, Army, Navy. And let's go around that corridor. The seeds that will be sown, they are viable seeds, they can't die. Do you know what will happen if we face the East now, all of us, and we say, and we have enough funding to go from village to village, teaching in the morning, doing crusade in the evening, go around the East. It will take us like 2 years, but the land will be cleansed. All those altars, they are saying there's altar, there's Madioha, they will forget the name. It will happen because God has given some people the grace to do that kind of job. Except we have an eye to discern grace, we have a problem. Can we pray and say, Lord, give us an eye to see what is rising in the body and to align with it. Give us an eye. Let us see that which is moving from your realm and let us align with it. Even that which is happening on your life, you need to see it. You need to give it an opportunity for expression. We are carried around this mountain for too long.
time to go forward.
Time to go forward.
It's time to go forward. It's time to go forward. It's time to move on. We need to see the man that God has raised, the woman that has the utterance that can break the gate, the one that has the gift of penetration that can drowse the stiff atmosphere and release the presence of God. The functionaries within the body of Christ must be known.
Thank you, Father. That door, I want to be seen outside. Whether you are sitting or standing, doesn't matter your posture. If it's more convenient for you to sit, you can sit. If it's more convenient for you to stand, you can stand. No problem. For the next 5 minutes, if you feel like sitting, no problem, you can sit down. If you feel like standing, no problem. But something will descend from heaven. Now, and I Jesus. Something will descend from heaven. It will be so tangible, so strong. Now, it's an empowerment from God to set you on a pace, a movement. A movement, a pace by God, and you will not stop. It's a grace from the Lord for you to have the eyes to discern and the heart to make the right choices. The tools that you need to make your next move in God, God will grant it to you. The time will come in the dealings of God on your life, you will be able to decipher between that which is truth and that which is error. Okay, you can sit down. Sit down. We'll pray while you are sitting. Listen, there is a gate that God wants to open today. There is a gate in heaven that God wants to open today. Now, as God begins to open this gate, there will be diverse manifestations, but that's not the emphasis. Take note of that which will drop on your own life. That which will drop on your life is related to your calling, your ministry, your assignment. Then as God gives us insight, we will say the things that are happening as He gives us insight. But much more than what we are saying is going to be happening. Now give me volume on the keyboard. Now can we sing that song? That Reverend Tena sang. Casting crowns. Listen. Now, I want to pick the right people because of what God is doing. I don't want to pick the wrong people. Now, there are three people as I speak now. Maybe you are outside or you are inside. The hand of God is becoming intense on you. Three. It's becoming intense on you. It's becoming intense, stronger on you. It's becoming stronger on you. Three people. It's becoming stronger on you. Father, put your hands on those three people. Put your hands on them. Put your hands on them. Put your hands on them. Put your hands stronger. Now, ushers, if you identify the three people, just help me bring them. Now, it's still working. It's still working. Now, see, chains will break, demons will leave people. Something will come down from heaven. It's still working. It's working stronger now. It's working stronger. Now, I'm seeing ushers. Just bring them so that we'll be able to capture what is happening. Now, I'm seeing one trumpet now. One trumpet. Ila some. Ila kurama suke. Kurama bariata kamprestate mahanto. Imasaka ila marapa. Oh my God. Pastor Hughes. Now there is a higher measure. Bring me water. Just bring me water. Let me do what God has said. Come. Now listen. There's a trumpet lowered from heaven. And when I inquired, you know, if I see a vision of a trumpet and the trumpets are like this, I know it's prophecy. But this trumpet is like this. So I have to inquire. It is somebody that has a music ministry. You see, we have not seen so much of the music. I assure you, we have not seen so much of it in this country. Now, there is an anointing that God is releasing. Give me water. On a music ministry. And angels will sound this trumpet and give you publicity in this nation. Now the hand of God is coming strong upon a lady. I don't know where that lady is. Lord, let it be stronger. Yeah, give me that lady. Yes. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. There's somebody here. It's coming stronger. It's becoming stronger. Lose her. Enemo sike nedo koria. Lamo conte le kera cosa ma. Now, let me touch the lady. Don't worry. Let me touch her. Listen, look at me. Oh my God. Leave her. A young man, you have an apostolic calling, and you have been experiencing different kinds of encounters you cannot explain. In fact, from what I see now, you are even afraid somehow. It is because you started seeking God late. So God has compounded many encounters together so that you can catch up with time. God will give you a cap to wear. Father, that young man, anywhere, inside, outside, okay, the cap is coming already. It's coming strong. It's coming strong upon you. You can't resist what I'm saying. You can't resist it. It's, no, you can't resist it. Now, you will just help me so that... Okay. All right. As I'm speaking, those living things in that woman are beginning to come out. Oh, don't open yet. Okay, continue singing. Adonai. You see, God has on a very serious note. Now, there's somebody here that I'm seeing. It's as if they want to make you mad. They want to make you mad. Okay. The anointing of God will come to remove that madness, that spirit of insanity that has been released to torture you. God is coming. 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 Holy Spirit, anywhere. Aha. Father, it's working on that person. It's working. It's working. I refuse that you will be in bondage. I refuse that you will be in bondage. And I set you at liberty. I set you at liberty. I command that spirit. Go! Now, this water is the drug that will heal somebody. This water. I'm looking for that person. God must help me. This is the drug.
Adonai.
Give us that.
You reign on high.
Your body will begin to pepper you.
Now it's a healing that will take place. But you will feel pepper and burning on your body. Father, hey, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You will feel pepper and burning. 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 Father, from outside, inside, that one you want to heal. And you said you will show this sign. Pour out the anointing. Pour out the anointing. Pour out the anointing. Pour out the anointing. Yeah, okay, it's coming now. It's coming. It's coming strong. It will be peppish. It will be peppish and fervent. Peppish and fervent. Peppish and fervent. It will be burning. Increase the intensity. Increase the intensity. Increase the intensity. Increase the intensity. Let there be burning. 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 Burning, 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 is burning. It is burning. A woman here, you have been having a challenge with your breathing. A challenge with your breathing. I command that challenge. I command that infirmity, that sickness. I break that yoke and I release your breathing in the name of Jesus Christ. Burning. 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 Now, there is one of you here, I saw the fire on, one of these choir people. A burning. Now, so, right now, the burning will begin gradually. It will begin gradually. Father, let the burning begin. Let it begin. Let it begin gradually. Now, bring that lady to me. Burning. A burning. The intensity will increase. A burning. Look at me. Just keep sitting or standing, you can just connect by stretching your hand. You heal. Oh my God. Healing is taking place. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let every yoke of the devil that you have carried from blood conditions to chest conditions, bone conditions that you have carried, I loose you. I lose you. I lose you. in the name of Jesus Christ.
A yoke is broken right there.
Now give me that clue.
The door is open. The door that has been closed for long is open today. Now, the young man with the tie, come. The door that has been closed for long is open today. No, I want to give you something. Just look at me. No, set your eyes on my eyes and receive what I'm giving you. The door that was closed is open. It's open. It's open. It's open. It's open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me shake you now. To hold a prayer meeting. It's going to be intense. We are done with teaching. Now we are going into prayer. There are doors that have opened and we need to access them through prayer. Now there was somebody while we were ministering around, you felt as if something was going around your head like this. Let me see your hand. Something going around. Okay, two people. Now, is there anybody outside? Ushers, look. Look. Three. Okay, you felt that. One person. Call that one person. The remaining people, come. The door that has opened for you, that's the sign. You will enter that door. If you felt that sign, you will enter the door. You enter the door. You enter. My job is to give you. I didn't say everybody come. Just those people that felt that sign. So I give you a handshake of confirmation. A handshake of confirmation. You will enter the door. It's already open. So you will enter. You will enter it. You will enter it. You will enter it. Ah, there is oil on you. You will enter it. You will enter it. You will enter it. You will enter it. Enter the door. 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 Mama, you have entered. The things that have been held up for many years. There are some things you prayed about and you expected results instantly, but they were delayed, as if you did not pray at all. Now God is saying that the time of manifestation has come. And your eyes will see the hour of God's hand as He works out His mysteries and brings to pass His great counsel. The door is open and you will enter. If I've shaken you, you can go. Enter it. Now, okay, it's many three of you. We'll do our own in a different way. No, don't run. Don't run. Because we are not many again. I want you to enter. Are you sure you felt that thing? Yeah, sure. So why did you stay behind? Because I said it's a door. Now you want to. Okay, I'm looking for one of you. My handkerchief will help me know the person. My handkerchief will show me who it is. Anointing. Okay. wealth, his wealth, that was looking for somebody to follow. Father, let the gates of wealth, anywhere it is in this country, let it be open.
Amen.
Open to your daughter. Let it open. Let it open. Let it open. Let it open. Open.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Let the offering baskets go round. Tomorrow is a prayer meeting. As we pray, there are other doors opening. Some of these things we have to discuss personally. There are some strange things open. The time has come for God to fulfill his words. You know, I'm going to pour water on you. That's what I'm instructed. I don't know why, but that he instructed. So I will pour some more to obey him. I'm seeing a woman that has been tarrying in the place of prayer. And every time you rise up to pray, the attacks you have because of the prayer. Now, be interpreting to those my women. Go there. Tell them that there is a woman among them that I see is praying in the night. And when the woman prays, she is attacked after praying. Where is the woman? Okay. Come. I don't want the devil's hold to still remain on you after such a meeting. Oh, Jesus. Amaholakale masika kombre. Vese kapato nukumati. The opening that allows the devil find your soul to afflict it. The anointing of God will run through you, and that opening will be closed. Lord, let the grace multiply. Let it become heavier, 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 heavier. Now, as I'm laying hands on her, God can be touching to other people. Let it be heavier, heavier. She's been released from the yoke. She's been released. I'm seeing God's hand is multiplying. He's laying hands on some other people now. Okay, it is done. He's laying hands to liberate. Your wealth has been held up, tied down. I lose it. Tomorrow we are going to pray to stir up. We'll stir up some things. And then if you jump into it, you'll be healed. We'll stir it up for long. And then we'll allow you to jump. This one can take, this pool can take more than one person. You know that one? That one takes one. We'll stir up a great pool. I'm seeing somebody that you are being confronted with a carryover situation. You are battling. Let me tell you, you will not fail that course. You will not fail it. We'll stay something. Meanwhile, there are ministry doors still opening. And the doors that God has opened for you, my God, my God, my God, there's a unique door. Let us pray to him. Now see this woman. See, I'm seeing a woman. Hey. Hey. Listen. I'm seeing witches flying around your house. And God said I should judge one of those witches. Father, let the witches flying around that have tormented this woman, let judgment be released on this particular one you have showed me. Judgment in the name of Jesus Christ.